7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. We gotta do this. Okay, here we go. The current time, my friends, is 1930 UTC. And that means my water is boiling. Yay. That also means that it's time to begin another extraordinarily and thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm pouring the preheat water out of my teapot. Because, yeah, don't ask. It's been one of those weird kind of, well, you know, post-stroke days. I did get up really early, 7 a.m., that local time. That is outrageous for me. Absolutely outrageous. And I had to take a bunch of medications. I ate some food. And then I started watching this Chinese TV show. What is it called? Something about White Cat Demon or something? It's a lovely little sort of costume drama fantasy thing. I've been watching these a lot, and it's been entertaining me a great deal. I just started. This is the first episode, and I'm hooked, so I know what I'm going to do today. I'm going to watch another episode of that. I'm going to try to go outside, because it's supposed to be warm. Oh, that's the tea timer. Tea's ready. It's supposed to be warm, but it's raining. It's been raining a little bit. It's starting to dry out, though, it looks like. So, I don't know. We're not going outside today. I might go out later. I will go out later for a little while, try to walk around, but as of right now, we've got important musical experiments to do. Because the other thing I did early this morning is I got my Taishigoto out of its case and I tuned it up, and we're gonna hook that bad boy up to the modular synthesizer. Oh, here, in just like another minute, because the first thing that needs to happen is I need to drink a little bit of this Longjing. It's Longjing Day. Longjing Day. Green tea is good for you. It is also good for me. So, I'm taking it a little easier here on my tea consumption. Oh, it's good. It's hot, but it's good. Oh, yeah. And now my teapot's howling. Not as loud as it usually is, but still. So yummy. So basically what's going to happen is we are going to do the same thing we did yesterday, except maybe we might want to implement some more stuff. So I'm going to be unplugging more of that patch. I should have done this last night. I shouldn't have, but I didn't get around to it. I got to take that patch that was going nowhere and get rid of it and see what else we can do. Whoa, I almost slipped off the thing here. All right, let's go over to the synth zone here and see what we can do. I think the big question at hand here is, what are we going to do that's any different than what we did yesterday? Well, as I plug all this stuff in, I think what's going to be different is we're going to unpatch some more of the terrible patch that we were messing with. Turn on the mixing board here. And we'll just see what happens. We're going to do some more modulation. We're going to have modulation tricks day. Is that a thing? It's a thing now. And first things first, here's my Taisha Goto just through my voice mic. It's a fun little instrument. It has 5 strings. They're all tuned to G, but this drone string doesn't get keyed when you actually sort of play the keys, which I can't do. I can't really do while I'm holding the microphone, but you get it. Is everything turned on? No, we gotta turn the magic pedal on. And clunk, there we go. Now, is the gain staging still set up the way we had it, or okay, not bad. And this is hotter than the guitar. Wow. We still got some LFO plugged in from yesterday, and it's choked down kind of low. Now I'm gonna put the microphone down on the coffee can here. That was my pant leg hitting the microphone. Wail. That sounds pretty fun. Except, we need to do some more stuff. What we need to do is, what is it that we need to do? Let's unplug some of this stuff. Let's unplug everything that's going into the magic modulator. Actually, these are things that are coming out of the magic modulator, and we need to make some room. So I'm unpatching some stuff here. And while we're over in this section of the synth, I think we'll unplug the filter. But because we could plug it into the filter, that would be we let's do that. Except wait, what did I just unplug? Oh yeah, we need to get, this is confusing. This is very, we got a rat's nest going here. And I think I just unplugged something critical. But we need an output from the filter. Oh, and there's a little hum. I don't know if anybody else can hear that. So I gotta put the microphone back down, and we'll strum. I got the filter on low pass. Oops. turn the resonance up. Okay, yeah, the filter's fun and all, but that's not what we're doing today. Let's go back into here. And we get, where are we? Wow, I can even pitch shift it. I can pitch shift the resonance. Tuned it to itself. Meow, meow. Kind of sounds like a kitty meowing. Okay, so let's turn on this clocky thing. Because what we're going to do is we got to clock the modulator. And do we have clock? Yes, I have managed to maintain clock, but we don't have drums. Is that still all plugged into this? Yes, it is. Oh, I forgot I put that G track in there. Okay, we got clock. Test. Now, do we really want to use those drums? Or should we go back and use, why does this not work anymore? Is it just the button? Why is it doing that? I'm pressing the shift key and we're getting... Why is this thing so screwed up? I do not know. But let's get a different beat going here. Is this the beat that I want? Let's find out. And we got a track left over. Let's dump that. Do I even care? No. Because now what we need to do is get some wacky modulations going. And so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to plug in something to the geometry function of the resonator. And that'll give us some stuff to go on. Let's clock. We need clock. All right, we got clock. We got drums. And I'm going to put this into the brightness control. What do we get? Very psychedelic. Jimi Hendrix would be proud. I could almost recreate the Univibe sound with all this, but I'm taking that. Those harmonics out. That's very howly and very feedbacky. Let's try. Okay. weird. All right, what if we do this? What if we, here's something slow and long. What's that doing? I'm gonna take out the funny little artifacts in there thanks to the clock. Ping pow. Wow. We need a much slower beat for this. Wow. You know what else we've got going on here that is getting clocked every once in a while? So we got the big function generator. Maybe we should use that for something. I don't know what though. Let's put it into, what else do we got here? What else we got to mess with? We can mess with the brightness. Some more of those cool artifacts. Gotta love it. Maybe we need to throw in a bass line here. I accidentally, on purpose, unclocked Florian. Let's clock him back up. How did we do that? Oh yeah, we can take the clock out from
Mr. Magic Modulator. And we can plug that into Mr. Happy Florian the Synth. But now we gotta tune Florian the Synth. So what do we got? Let me stop this. This is, we're not doing it right. Now we're doing it right. And is that still plugged into here? No. We still need an eighth to a quarter cable to get my output into the mixer. And we'll use this one. Okay, where are you, Florian? Are you still in channel one? I can't believe that bass line is in tune with what we're doing here. Am I in? Okay. Good job. Good job, Florian. But what are we doing? What are we doing? How else can we mess up some of this stuff? This cable is loose. We can unplug this boy. And let's grab... Well, see, we could go into damping, or we could go into space. Space adds reverb. Do we need random reverb coming in, or at least, weird reverb? Sure, what the hell? Let's just go right into there and see what happens here. Because this all totally just makes sense. Oh wow, we got a real weird reverb profile to go in there. Let's crank it up a little bit. Having so much fun. Oh, this is great, but let's stop this for just a second. And one problem I'm having is that my good fingernail, my one good fingernail, my picking fingernail, got broken last night sometime between leaving my house and going to the store. Yes, I went to the great store. I went to the great, great store to buy more chicken tikka masala. I also got some naan, and I bought the onion kulcha that I've been dying for. And man, just thinking about it, it's making me hungry. We still have one open input on the resonator, so let's take a slightly slower reverb, or LFO, and we'll plug it into the damping factor. Is this going to just totally kill our signal? I don't know. Let's give it a little juice, and let us find out. Wrong scale. Yeah, that's cool, but that really plays havoc with our dynamics. As you know, I'm a firm believer in verisimilitude here on the Dubious Goals Committee. Verisimilitude of sound. I do not compress. I do not compress anything. I refuse to use any audio compression on anything, you know, except for like Telecasters when you're chicken picking, and I don't own a Telecaster, so that's not a thing I have, you know, compressor wise. I actually do have one. Booper sent it to me, but when we have that LFO going into the damping, you know, that it goes very low and it makes the sound a little bit sound like the Taisha Goto sounds a little bit quote normal end quote. Then when it goes very high, man, we get a very hot signal, and we get some kind of some scrooby stuff there. Like, pretty normal there as the LFO cycles. But we're coming up to the end of the line. We're running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Taisha Goto Into a Modular Synthesizer Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I need food. I think I need onion kulcha.